You are listening to the CMC Podcast. Join us each week for messages designed to equip, inspire, and motivate. And now for today's message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
Psalms chapter 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. The title of today's message, In It. Who can raise their hand today and say, I'm in it. I'm neck deep in it. I mean, I have fell in it. Now, I'm talking about in it. Neck deep in school, in work, in conflict. You're in a financial crisis. You're in a marriage crisis. I am in it. If you have a 13 to a 15-year-old, their social schedule has about wrecked your whole life. You are in it. I mean, you are a full-time Uber driver with no tips. Today, I mean, I don't know what your it is. I don't know exactly what your it is, but I can say most of us are in it. I mean, can you wave a white hanky and say, that's me, you're talking right about me now, I'm in it now. Well, let's talk about living life in it. Living life in it. Bad news is, this sermon is not going to help you change yet. You're just in it. I don't know what to tell you. It's not going to change it at all. You're just there. That's where you are. When you had her and you brought her home from the hospital and she was cute, you knew right then she's going to be 13. You knew then, I'm in it. I am in it. When we look at Genesis chapter 1 and 2, we're overwhelmed with the creation of the universe and all that is here. We're overwhelmed with the creation, and we are overwhelmed with, in the midst of the creation, God placed us, you and I, mankind, in the garden with the ability to choose. Now, I'm overwhelmed with that. That an all-powerful, all-knowing, omnipresent God created you and I with the ability to choose. I mean, we could just read the Bible on and on and on where it talks about our choice. Deuteronomy 11, 26. Look, today I'm giving you the choice between blessings and cursings. God created you and said, here it is. Now you can decide if you want to live blessed, and you can make the choice if you want to live cursed. Here it is. I'm setting it before you. Now you decide what it's going to be. And just flip over to chapter 30. Now listen, I'm today giving you a choice between life and death, between prosperity and disaster. For I command you this day to love the Lord your God, keep his commandments, decrees, regulations by walking in his ways. If you do this, you will live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are about to enter and occupy. But if your heart turns away and you refuse to listen, if you're drawn away to serve other and worship gods, then I warn you now that you will certainly be destroyed. You will not live a long and good life in the land you're crossing the Jordan to occupy. Let me lay all this out for you. Today, I've given you the choice between life and death. You, giving you the choice between life and death, blessings and cursings. Now, I'm going to call heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Oh, that you would choose life, so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and committing yourself firmly to him. This is the key to your life, and if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land. The ability to choose. We just continue to read scripture. On and on. You can choose. Today, right now, in it, you can choose. Nowhere in the Bible, nowhere do we see that our choice about our joy, our choice about our happiness, is under the control of someone else doing anything else. Nowhere will you see your joy is up to someone else doing or not doing anything. I want you to know that. Abraham Lincoln said, People are as happy as they make up their mind to be. People are as happy as they make up their mind to be. Our verse for today is Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now, this couldn't be more clear, and it speaks volumes to us. I want to dive into this verse and look at it for a little bit. Today, right now, this is the day that the Lord has made. Look at this. I will. Here's what we'll do. We will. I will. Us, right here, I will. No ifs, no buts. No, if my husband, if my wife, if my coworker, just simply, I will rejoice and be glad in it. You're in it. I got it. Make no mistake about it. You're neck deep in it. I mean, we could go on and on and on. All of us could talk about what you are in right now. Oh, your neighbors. Oh, your kids. Your co-workers, your husband, I mean, your cousins, you're in it. I'm just in it. That's life. This week, tomorrow morning, you're going to walk in school, you're going to walk in work, and here's what I'm telling you. You will choose your emotion. Hello, testing, 1, 2, mic check. Somebody check, is this on? Mic test, 1, 2, am I on? Okay, I'm on. Okay, testing, 1, 2. You're going to walk in work, in school, and you will choose your emotion. Now, in it, you're going to be in it. You're done in it. You're in it. What emotion were you going to choose? Be bitter, mad, rage, depression, lonely. I mean, lonely, just so low. Furious, enraged, withdrawn. I mean, well, this list. I mean, the list goes on and on. You got a bunch. It's multiple choice, and it's just not A, B, or C. I mean, there's just a lot of choices here. What emotion are you going to choose? I started to say that your choices begin when your feet hit the floor first thing in the morning. But I'm going to have to back up. Your choices begin before your feet hit the floor. Where you slept, what you slept in. I mean, used to, I just slept in my clothes. I just slept on a friend's couch. If it was cold, I threw something over me. If it wasn't cold, I didn't have anything on me. That's what I did. Now, we can't sleep without sheets on the bed. I slept for a lot of years without any sheets. But we can't sleep. Let me just tell you here. We can't sleep with those sheets. See, they're 100 count. We're not sleeping. We got to have 500 count. I didn't know nothing about counting sheets. Some of y'all are learning. But see, you, Gary, you're understanding what I'm saying. Well, see, well, we don't sleep. That's 100 count. Where is it? I slept on the couch. I slept in a bed of a pickup when I was catfishing all night. When the dew fell, I'd slide up under the pickup, keep the dew off of me. I didn't have no count under there. But see what? Count. Now, so our choices begin before we even wake up while we're in bed. How many sleeping on my pillow? Anybody sleep? Y'all don't have nobody? A few? Get your own pillow. What's my pillow? Why do we got this my pillow? See, are you going to sleep on my pillow? Or are you going to sleep on your pillow? The pillow that you sleep on and the count and the fabric, and your choices begin way before you even get out of bed. When your feet hit the floor, then they ramp up. I mean, are you shocked at how many kinds of toothpaste there is? My wife sends me to get toothpaste and I just, I mean, it's a wall of it. Well, get the kind we use. See, I'm standing there, it's racing in my mind. I know we use a kind. And I'm well aware if I don't get the kind we use, oh, it ain't going to be good. But I'm just looking at this wall. What kind do we use? We've only used that 40 years. I don't know. I just squeeze it and go with it. But there's a kind we use. And so our choices just, I mean, they amp up all choice, 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 all day long. It's just choice on every level. Choice is choice. Okay, Tim, come on, move on. I got it. Clearly, I got it. We choose this day. I would move on, but I don't think we got it. I don't think today this society has it at all. Because we have been consumed with a victim mentality, and I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice about my life. I mean, the president, I was born this way. I have no choice. I don't think we get this at all. Tim, you're just going over and over the same point. I don't think we get it. I don't think this generation is getting it, not even a little bit at all. As a matter of fact, I don't have a choice today to get a job or not get a job because of what happened to my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandparents. And what was done to them makes it impossible for me to get a job and pay my bills. I mean, I don't have a choice. See, this happened generations ago. I need to go down and set a business on fire and burn it down because of what the president did. I don't have a choice. So I just need to build a fire in the street. See, someone do something for me. Pass a law, pass a bill, hand out money, pay for my this, pay for my that. I don't have a choice. See, I'm trapped. I'm born this way. My dad, my mom, I was in my mom's womb 10 generations ago. Here's what I'm telling you. We ain't got it. But I'm telling you today, you have a choice. You have a choice. And this victim mentality that I was born into, and whatever your da-da-da-da-da is, whether it be 5 or 20 generations ago, or whether you be your skin color, the size of your nose, your ears, or head, or IQ, I don't know, your mom or your dad, or I don't know what it is, but the problem is you don't have a choice to be happy. You don't have a choice to rejoice and be glad because, see, look what has happened to me. We are a victim of our situation, and here's the tragedy of this. Here's what we're failing to understand as a nation. This "I can't do anything about my situation" is a horrible place to put somebody in because you can only be depressed. You can only be non-productive. Why get up and hustle and produce? This is my lot in life. Why not live in anger? We're always going to do away with guns every time somebody misuses one. Why don't we think about what is the mentality that's causing this? What is the mentality? What's going on in the thinking of our society that's causing this? That we're not even addressing the problem. Somehow, some way, America has got to get this message that I'm preaching today because this thinking of no choice is killing productivity in our society. And it is destroying individual initiative. It's destroying individuals' ability to live in peace and joy. This thinking, this mindset that is not only being allowed in our country, it's being fueled in our country. It is being fueled by our leaders. We have leaders that are leading their group based on the fact that woe is you and you can't do anything about your plight and we got to be against all these people and we've got to make... All they're doing is fueling and inciting a wrong mentality that's destroying the people they're trying to lead. And they're doing it for their own financial benefit and gain because without that, they wouldn't have a platform. Parents, not only do you not fuel this thinking, you refuse to allow it in your home. You daily raise your children and you tell them, your happiness is not up to your teacher. Well, hang on. Your happiness is not up to your classmates. Hold on here just a minute. Your happiness is not up to your boss. Parents, I want you saying to your kids, honey, you get yourself happy right now. You get yourself happy right now. This probably is not a line for Sunday morning church. I tend to use lines that are probably inappropriate for church. Since I do, here it is. You can just get happy in the same pair of panties you got mad in. I mean, come on. You, young man, get yourself happy. Parents, don't let your kids grow up thinking it's somebody else's fault. Moms, dads, teach your kids that life is their choice. It don't have nothing to do with what happened to you 20 generations ago. Your life and your happiness is your choice. What's the deal if life hands you a lemon? Make lemonade. That is a thinking process that is instilled in a society or taken out of a society. And here's what I want to tell you today. You do no favor to your kid when you side in with what was done to them. You do no favor when you side in to your bestie or your sister or your neighbor and you side in with what was done to them and you set out to correct this wrong that was done to them. You don't do them any favors. In fact is, when a society allows it, when a society fuels this victim mentality, you can just watch it. Suicide rates soar because there's nothing I can do about it. Depression soars. I mean, non-productivity soars. Regardless of the size of your ears or your nose or your skin color or your gender, your life is up to you to make the right choice in it. And I'm telling you today, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day the Lord has made. I will. My choice, not because of anybody, not because anybody has done anything or said anything. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Now here's something that is vital for you to know. Nobody's done anything to you that's not been done to many, many people. You're not the only one that friends had a party and you didn't get invited to it. You're not the only one that your boyfriend decided to like somebody else. You're not the only one that's been gossiped about. You're not the only one that had a husband or what. Oh, hold on. If you're in the third grade through the 12th grade, come on up here on this stage. Third grade through the 12th grade, hurry up. Your mom says don't run in church right now. Your pastor overrides that. Let's go, run. Get up here. Everybody, right over here. Right over here. Third through the 12th grade. Let's go. Right over here. Right over here. Come on. Over this side. Ho. Over this side. Over here. Right here. Come on. Over here. All right, let's go. All right. Third, fourth, fifth graders, junior high school, just kind of right here. Right here. Turn around. Stand here. Let's go. Hurry up. It's your chance to run in church. Hurry up. All right, all of you girls that are in, face me, not them. We're not putting on a show. All right, over here. Come on, let's go. Everybody right here. Now, all of you girls that are in dresses, y'all stand in the back. Anybody else can sit down. Come on, sit down. Come on, sit down. Let's go. Dear Lord, hurry up. Come on around here. Hurry. What are y'all doing? Dragging around, I tell you. I didn't tell you to go clean your room. Here, fill in this place right here. Come on, let's go. Fill in this place right here. Over here. Right here. Yeah, boy, it's a good thing I didn't tell them to clean up their room. All right, let's go. Over here. Everybody here, come on. On around some further. Okay. This is important. Talk among yourselves. Go to the bathroom. Do whatever you need to do. Some of you go on back to sleep. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay. Well, let's just talk just for a minute. Right now, you're in school. You're in school right now. This year is going to be a great year for some of you. It's going to be a terrible year for others of you. It's just horrible. But that decision won't be up to what your teacher is or your kids is. It'll be up to your decision. See, you will decide to have a great year or you will decide to have a bad year. But I'm telling you, well, I got a good teacher. I got a bad teacher. Some of you like your teacher. Well, that won't last long. I mean, it's just a matter of time. Because here's what I can tell you about your teacher. They're not perfect, and they're someday going to come in there and say something hurts your feelings, okay? It's just that your joy and your happiness is your choice. Every day you choose to have a good day, or you're going to choose to have a bad day. But you're going to have a day with people who are not perfect. They're not perfect, and they're going to do things and say things in a way that will hurt your feelings and disappoint. Right now, here's what I want you to know. Right now, here's what I want you to know. You girls, your BFF, you old people, best friends forever. See, you girls, your BFF at some point this year will steal your boyfriend. That's what BFFs do. They're designed to steal your boyfriend. Now, are you going to be mad and pout and hate her for the rest of your life? You're going to hate her. Let me tell you something, you girls. You could take it if your boyfriend broke up with you and got a lot prettier girl. He's going to break up with you and get an uglier girl. And he left me for her? I mean, that's what's going to happen. I'm just letting you know what's facing you this year. Let me tell you something else. There's going to be 3 or 4 kids that have a sleepover, and they're not going to invite you. You're not going to know anything about it, and you're not going to find out about it until the next day at school. That's what 3 or 4 friends do. They have sleepovers and don't invite everybody in the whole world. In fact is, when 3 get together and have a sleepover, you're not the only one that wasn't invited. There's about 7 or 8 billion other people on the planet that weren't invited. I'm the only one that wasn't invited. You're not the only one. You're just not the only one. There's billions that weren't invited over there. There will be study groups that get together, and 4 people will study, and you won't know anything about it. You're not the only one that got left out of that study group. There were millions and millions and millions of people that got left out of that study. Here's what I'm telling you. You're not a victim. Okay? It's just the way life is. You're not a victim. Now I want you to know right now. And I want you to know right now, let me just get this said. Everyone, now hear the word, everyone will be going except for you. Because parents are assigned to ruin your day. See, that's their job. And they're assigned to keep you from going to the place that everyone else will be at. Like everyone, like the word, everyone will be there. Except your parents. And then when you bring that up, then, you know, they give you that smart aleck line. Well, not everyone's going because you're not. Parents are so smart aleck. They give you that smart mouth line because not everyone's going. But here's what I want you to know. You're going to be the only teenager in the whole world that's made to stay home on Saturday night. All the other teenagers are having fun, but not you, because of your parents. That's what they do. Now, the choice will be yours to be mad or bitter, or be glad in it. I'm glad that you have parents. Glad that you have parents that even care about where you go. See, because there's a lot of people, that I've been lots of places and seen kids that had no parents, that didn't care. They didn't have a room to clean up. They sleeping on the street. So, you know, you can be glad in this horrible situation you're in, because everybody in the whole world is at this party except for you. And as deplorable as that is, you can choose to be glad that you have parents and be glad and rejoice in that. Or you can be mad and you can be bitter and you can go to your room and you can think about what you could pour in their tea to poison them. We all think those thoughts. But let me tell you, they thought that thought about their parents when their parents wouldn't let them go where everybody is. I mean, that's what kids and parents do. This is an ongoing thing. And so the only way that you can get back at your parents for not letting you go to the party is one day you won't let your kids go to a party that you don't think that they ought to be at. So that's how that just, you pass it down from generation. Their life was wrecked, and so now they're wrecking yours. You get to wreck your kids' life because there will be parties that you don't think maybe is the best for your kid at this time with the amount of sleep that they've had and what our family's doing. And I think it's best you not go. Then your kid will think about how they're going to poison you. Psalms 118, verse 24. This is the day, right now, today, and you've got a choice. Every day you go to school, you can be glad in it, or you cannot rejoice. You can be sad. You can be unhappy. You can be sorrowful. You can be depressed. You can be mad. You can be jerked up. You can be bitter. You can be cliquish. You can get with these BFFs, and then you can get with those, and everybody can steal everybody's boyfriend, and you can have a horrible year gossiping about everybody, or say, you know what? This is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to have a good day today. Y'all have a great day. Y'all head back. Come on, tell everybody how good you are. We're just not getting this today. We're just somehow, I think we're doing our kid a favor when we side in with them. I think we think we're doing a kid a favor when we bless your heart, woe is me, and we're not. Until you teach your kid, you need to just get yourself happy. They're missing out on life. They're missing out on the joy of living. When we read this verse, your rejoicing in it does not hinge on anybody else doing anything else. This day, today, nobody's perfect. There is no perfect set of circumstances. Here's a statement that's very misleading. And I catch myself saying it. All of us said, I bet I've said it 10 times this morning already. How's it going? It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. It's all good. And that's something that we've been saying here as of late. It's all good. Well, it's never all good. Never. Not ever is everything on my body working good. At my age, it's not ever all good. I just want to minimize the places that are hurting. But it's never all good. At your work, it's not all good. In your family, it's not ever all good. Every year those kids get a little older, it's not getting gooder, it's getting ungooder. I mean, it's just not ever all good. Now, we say that all the time, but here's the misleading thing in that. If you are waiting for it to be all good, to be happy, then happiness is not in store for you because it's never all good. We live surrounded by immature people. We live surrounded by people, even in our family, who are immature, who are in the flesh, who are not where they need to be. Your co-workers, neighbors, you just get in the flesh. We just do. Well, other people do. Nobody in our church gets in the flesh. We've overcome the flesh. We're not carnal-minded. We're spiritual. And nobody in here gets in flesh. I'm talking about people that go to other churches. They get in the flesh. Seriously? You know I say this, but it's the truth. I'm anointed, and God's gifted me to stand up and talk. But He's not anointed me or gifted me to live what I'm talking about. One time I just got in the flesh too. Just maybe a couple of times. We just get in the flesh. Your teacher, your co-worker, Pastor Tim, I can't believe. Yeah, it's true. Babe, don't amen that part. I'll tell you when I need you to amen. Sometimes it's not good to have your wife on the front row. I don't know what to tell you. We're just trying to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We're trying to do the best we can, and sometimes we get in the flesh. Okay, we just got in the flesh, and I blew it, but here's the deal. I'm just going to be happy anyway. I'm just going to be happy anyway. Your coworker, your neighbor, it's never all good. There's sicknesses, there's germs. We live in a world full of viruses, germs, and the assignment that kids are on is to go get those at school and bring them home to you. That's what they do. And, you know, you just, once your family, if you got little kids in the home, you won't get over this thing until the next thing that's going around. They just bring it into your house. And you got the blood of Jesus all over the house. And you have the blood of all the kids on the playground in your house, too. It's just, all I'm telling you is it's never all good because we live in it. We live in it. Our scripture today is, in it, you choose what to do. You have a choice. You choose what to do. You're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I will. Today, I want you to know, here we are. We're in it. We're neck deep in it. Yesterday's gone. Tomorrow is not here. All you have is today. So right now, today, you make a choice. You're in it. It is today. Now, what's your choice about it? I will. What is it going to be? I will be depressed. I will be lonely. I will be mad. I'll be bitter. I'll be full of hate. I'll be full of revenge. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, I want to end by asking us just a few questions. And I want some real introspection as we ask these questions. Question number one. Right now, and I'm just an honest evaluation of yourself. Right now, are you waiting on some outside force to make you feel happy? What's wrong?
I don't know.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Well, why aren't you happy?
I don't know.
Okay, if you don't know, then you're waiting on some outside force to come in and make you happy. Is that where you are today? I don't know what's wrong. I'm just miserable. I'm unhappy. What's wrong?
I don't know.
Okay, then you're waiting on some outside force to come in and make you happy. Question number two. Are you waiting on a situation, a set of circumstances to change, and then you will be happy? I know why I'm not happy. If this and if that and if this and if that, are you waiting on a set of circumstances to change so that then you can be happy? Question three. Are you waiting on a possession? And when you get it, then you can be happy. I can tell you I'm not happy, and nobody can be happy driving this car I'm driving. It's a piece of junk. It's a rattle trap, and I've got to have a new car. So, hold on. You're waiting. When you get this new car, then you'll be happy, but you are not happy until you get this new car. Is it a house? This house is too small. We're cramped in here. We like sardines. Well, okay, this house is too big. I can't clean it. I mean, it's just way too big. It's over my head. I wish I had a small. Half in here want a bigger house. Half in here want a smaller house. But you're waiting on a house. You're waiting on a car. You're waiting on some possession to make you happy. All right, we're identifying why you're not happy. Why are you not happy?
I don't know.
Then you're waiting on an outside force to make you happy. Well, why are you not happy? Because of this and this and this. There's a circumstance that's got to change before you can be happy. Why are you not happy? Because I don't have a car. I got a rattle trap. So is there a possession that you're waiting on? The fourth question. Are you waiting on another person to make you happy? Are you waiting on another person? Now, you may know this person, and if they will change, and if they will do this, and if they will do that. See, this person has got to do this, that, and the other, and then I'll be happy. You're not happy because of some person. Now, you may not even know that person's name. You're single, and you're lonely, and you're waiting on a person to come in and make you happy. You need a husband. I'm lonely. I'm waiting on a. I don't even know their name. I don't know their face. I don't really care what they look like. I need somebody to come in here and make me happy. Or, see, part of you in here single, you're waiting on somebody to come and make you happy. The other part in here married, you're waiting on somebody to leave so that you can be happy. So we're going to get everybody. You're waiting on a person to make me happy. See, you say, well, I wish I had a husband. Well, here, I got one. You can go, whoa. See, that way we'll both be happy. But your happiness is wrapped around a person doing something. Okay, four questions. Is it an outside force that you're waiting on to make you happy? Is it a set of circumstances to change that's going to make you happy? Number three, is it a possession that's going to make you happy? Or is it another person that you're waiting on to do something, come or go or whatever, to make you happy? If your answer is yes to any one of those four, you are in a very sad, depressive state. You're in a very sad, depressive state because you are the victim of unhappiness. And there's not anything that you can do about your happiness. You have to have this person do this, that, or the other for you to be happy. I can't do anything about my happiness. I'm waiting on a car. I'm waiting on a person. I'm waiting on a set of circumstances. And until that does, I am doomed to unhappiness. God didn't create this world to operate like that. He created you and I with a choice. You're not hopelessly waiting on anything. The message today is you're in it. This wasn't a message to help you're it. I wish it was, but it didn't. You're in it, and there's not anything I'm going to do about you're it today. It's just where you are. You're in it. Okay? You're in it. The message today is, in it, God didn't leave you without a choice. You're in it. Right now, you're still in it. You were in it when you came in. You're going to be in it when you go out. Right now, you're still in it. But what I'm asking you to do is rejoice and be glad in it. Make a decision. Make a decision right now. You know what? This is the day the Lord has made. It's the only day I got, this day right now. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and I will be glad in the midst of it. Y'all stand with me. Lord, today as we are right slap dab in the middle of it. I mean, we're in it. We're neck deep in this situation. Today, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that my life is not controlled by somebody else or something else or some other situation. Thank you, Lord, for giving me a choice. Thank you, Lord, for creating me with the ability to choose the emotional response that I have to the it that I'm in. Right now and today, I leave choosing to rejoice and be glad in it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
You have been listening to the CMC Podcast. For more information about CMC, our different conferences, Christian school, college internship, resources, and more, go to cmchurch.com.